This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. I'm Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia, here with Daddy Bear Rocco, and we're hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. And now, in the Bear Book Nook, we have a review of PJ Gray's More Bear Cooking, Bigger and Better. Loosen your belts and make room for seconds. PJ Gray, author of Bear Cooking, is back with More Bear Cooking, Bigger and Better, serving up another helping of mouth-watering recipes, handy kitchen tips, and tributes to comfort foods. Seasoned with humor and served with a side order of fun, this flavorful collection combines favorites like Use Your Tool and More Bearable Meal Suggestions from the original book with new food and information features like Did You Know and Kitchen Tips. More Bear Cooking also pays loving tribute to the magical powers of peanut butter, eggs, potatoes, cheese, mayonnaise, meat broth, and chocolate. More Bear Cooking is also seasoned liberally with delightful illustrations by Terry J. What else can I say? Go out and get this book, More Bear Cooking, Bigger and Better by PJ Gray, published by Harrington Park Press, $14.95, available in bookstores now. And don't forget to check out PJ's website at bearcooking.com or pjgray.com. If you hadn't noticed, Ulysses S. Grant, our 14th president, was perhaps the most bearish. Grant's picture on the 2004 series U.S. $50 bill is far woofier than any previous rendition. And with the new colors introduced to inhibit counterfeiting, it's like Grant had a bear eye for the bear guy makeover. It's not gay, it's not non-gay, they're just manly colors, okay? Our Bear Soup axiom is, change your fur, change your mind. Bearing that in mind, an American man wearing a black bear costume tracked Prince Charles and his not-so-blushing bride Camilla throughout the Royals' early November U.S. tour, successfully urging them to replace the tall bearskin hat traditionally worn by Buckingham Palace guards with fake fur. Quote, hopefully he'll talk to his mom and tell her to stop putting bears on her palace guards' heads, said a spokes guy for In Your Face Bear Fur Foes, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA. Quote, the palace guards would look the same with faux fur without the cruelty to bears, unquote. Matt Huff, who played the bear, put down his God Save the Bears sign, pulled off his sweaty bear mask and said, it's worth the price if he changes his mind. Born since the Napoleonic Wars and beloved by the tourists who crowd the palace to see the changing of the guard, the British Army's towering bearskin hat may have met its Waterloo. The British Ministry of Defense said it has ordered a search for synthetic alternatives to bearskin out of concern for the welfare of the Canadian brown bear. Past attempts to produce fake bearskin have ended in disaster, said Ministry spokesman Major Michael Devlin. Quote, when it rained, the hats became rather bedraggled, like a bad hair day, unquote. Devlin said Defense Minister Lord Gilbert took a personal interest in animal rights issues and wanted to see bearskin phased out as soon as a substitute could be found. Speaking as an editor of erotic bear fiction, I find this excerpt from The Apprentice, a novel by I. Lewis Scooter Libby, indicted former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney, truly freaky. At age 10, the madam put the child in a cage with a bear, trained to couple with young girls, so the girls would be frigid and not fall in love with their patrons. They fed her through the bars and aroused the bear with a stick when it seemed to lose interest. Unquote. Well, I hardly know what to say about this item. What was this sicko trader who outed an undercover CIA operative, an adult named Scooter, yet, suggesting that the bear needed prodding to have sex with the girl because the bear was gay? This late October news item grabbed me by my hairy nads. Walter Storch, editor of Barnes Review News, www.tbrnews.com, reported that, quote, Carl Rove was seen by one of my people entering a private homosexual orgy at a five-star Washington hotel over the Mid-Atlantic Leather weekend last year, MAL 2004. The report in TBR News continues, quote, Carl greatly enjoyed the supervision of a certain hairy 350-pound leather dominator who had won the Miss Virginia Daddy Bear title at the MAL festivities, unquote. Of course, there's no such title at MAL, an event hosted by Centaur's Motorcycle Club. And the idea of Carl Rove having sex with a 350-pound leather bear SMBD top was intended probably to provoke maximum disgust from straight folks. Actually, most people find the thought of anyone having sex with Rove nauseating. Still, considering that I've given readings for several bear and leather clubs in Virginia, D.C., and Maryland, someone I might know personally, firsthand, could be this mysterious top bear who punked Rove. Maybe even someone you know. Last month, during Mr. Connecticut Leather Contest, held here in the rising bear mecca of New London, I met Mr. MAL, Mr. Mid-Atlantic Leather 2004, the very humpy pocket bear, Jim Tug Taylor, former Northeast Ursa Men, when he came to judge the contest. Tug was too busy himself during MAL 2004 to have noticed any such activity. It attracts more than 1,200 attendees, and Carl, or anyone else, could easily have masked himself. But Tug agreed that the homophobic climate in D.C. lends itself to abuse by repressed, closeted gays and by men. Since male escort Jeff Gannon Guckertz documented frequent visits to the White House, it's reasonable to assume that someone in the upper echelons of power has a secret gay sex life. If there's anyone you know who knows this, Virginia Daddy Bear 2004, or whoever the hell it was that did Carl Rove, email me at bearsoup@bearradio.net. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network. This is Spunk Daddy Ron Serratia.
Been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.